The 78-page report entitled What Crime Was I Paying For? Abuses by South Sudan's National Security Service documents NSS abuses reported by detainees and families in South Sudan. Karen Kaneza Nantulia, Africa Advocacy Director within the African Division at Human Rights Watch, says South Sudan's National Security Service's job, like any intelligence agency around the world, should be to gather and analyze information and to advise law enforcement and other government institutions. But that's not exactly what happens.
But since its establishment, the NSS has gone much further than merely collecting information. Within months of its establishment, its agents were arresting and imprisoning journalists, government critics, and others, and conducting physical and telephonic surveillance. And today it has become one of the most important tools of repression of the government.
Human Rights Watch says it has interviewed 85 people, including former NSS detainees, family members of detainees, activists, and others who reported a wide range of abuses by the NSS that include torture, sexual abuse, and extrajudicial killings.
We documented abuses around against individuals who've been arrested and detained based on criticism of the government and perception of being anti-government or suspected rebels. Most arrests were not based on warrants or court orders, and detainees were held for long periods of time, even years, without charge and access to lawyers or visitors.
Nantulia says the NSS abuses against South Sudanese citizens extend to neighboring countries, namely Kenya and Uganda.
The report talks about enforced disappearances, cross-border harassment, and forced returns. At least 12 detainees died between 2017 and 2019. We documented 5 cases of disappearances, including the well-known cases of Don Samuel Wag and Agre Esbonidri, who were abducted from Kenya in 2017.
Nantulia says, despite the well-documented abuses of power by the NSS, the agency has not held any of its officers to account.
We were able to document how the NSS operates without judicial or meaningful legislative oversight, and how the officers, its officers, enjoy legal immunity from criminal and civil procedures for acts committed in connection with their work. And even when abuses by the NSS are reported and made public, the NSS rarely took disciplinary action or launched investigations or prosecutions against its own officers.
Nantulia is calling on the government to release detainees at NSS facilities, which include Juba's Blue House and the Riverside and Haijalaba facilities, or bring them into a court of law to face official charges. She is also urging South Sudan's government to hold abusive officers accountable and reform the NSS by reducing its powers and limiting its job to strictly information gathering and analysis. South Sudan in Focus reach out to the President's Office and the Minister of National Security for comment on the Human Rights Watch report without success. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.